Have you ever heard someone say that that story sounds almost too good to be true? Has anybody ever said that? That's an amazing story? Well, the story I have this morning is one of my most favorite amazing real life stories. And this happened to a pastor over in communist Russia. And Pastor Nikolai had been preaching and teaching until one day the secret police, the KGB, came for him, and they took him, and they took him to a place called Siberia. Have you ever heard of Siberia before? It is one of the coldest places on earth to be. It is one of the most desolate wilderness places to be, and that's why the communist Russian government made that the place where their prison was. And so Pastor Nikolai got sent to this prison. Well, all of the prisoners were expected to work. It was a work camp. And so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Pastor Nikolai went to the one that was in charge, and he says, "I can't work tomorrow. Starting tonight at sundown until sundown tomorrow, I can't work. That's my time that my God wants me to set aside to worship him. All the rest of the week, I can work twice as hard, but on Sabbath, I can't work." Well, this made the person in charge very, very angry. And he tried everything he could to get Nikolai to work. But Nikolai, when Sabbath came, he stayed in the barracks. And the man brought him out, and he beat him. He thought, "I'll beat him, and then he'll do what I want." But do you think Pastor Nikolai did? Nope. He remembered the Bible said we ought to obey God rather than men. So this went on for several weeks, where Nikolai, he would get a big beating on Sabbath. And then the man, he was a very, very cruel person, and he was letting Satan rule his heart. And so he came up with another plan for what he thought he could do to Pastor Nikolai to make Pastor Nikolai not serve his God anymore, because the communists, he didn't believe that there was a God at all. And so one of the things at this camp, to get water, they had to go down to a spring that was a mile or so away. And how they got there was the person that was in charge of that job, there was a big old ox. Have you ever seen an ox? It's like a big bull cow, big ox. So the ox would pull the cart, and that ox had one speed. It was a very slow creature. Well, that ox had a barn, and in that barn, here's what's going to rhyme, was a box. And that box was just barely big enough for a man to fit inside. And the person in charge of the camp, that's what he did to Pastor Nikolai. He put him inside this box and kept him there for days with no food, no water, no way to get out and use the bathroom or anything. And he thought, "That'll do it. That will get this man to deny his God and to work like I tell him to." So after the few days, he let Nikolai out. Nikolai, have you ever stayed in one position for a long time? Have you ever, and it's your muscles don't feel right when you get up to move. So Pastor Nikolai, he was exhausted from being in that box. And so when he got out, he crawled out, and the ox was in there, and the ox's name was Maxim. And he kind of curled up, because when he was alone in that box, Maxim was the only person that he, or person, thing, animal that he had to talk to. So he kind of developed a relationship in his mind with that ox. So this kept going on for about 2 years. And Pastor Nikolai, he refused to deny his God and not keep the Sabbath. Well, God worked it out that a person that was higher up than the person in charge of the camp came one day, and he found out what was going on. He said, "You can't do that. You can't put that man in there, but you need to find another way to do this." Well, the person who had been in charge of taking the ox to go get the water, he had gone, and so that job was open. And so Pastor Nikolai had an idea. Because they had to get so many barrels a day of water for the in the kitchen, which, by the way, the cook was a good friend of Pastor Nikolai. He thought that what he was doing was pretty amazing, to follow a God that he, and the cook didn't believe in God at that time either. So he thought, "Well, here's my plan. if I can bring enough water to last over Sabbath, will you then let me keep the Sabbath? And the person in charge, he thought about it, he said, sure, because they thought that wouldn't happen. Because remember I showed you there was one speed the ox had? And that was slow. And so Pastor Nikolai, he knew God was going to come through with him. So day number one, he got the ox out there, and he thought, God's going to make this, because he had to get several extra barrels every day to make sure there was enough on Friday. And he got out there, and Maxim had one speed. So he thought he barely got the water that they needed for that one day. He thought, okay, tomorrow it's gonna do it. No, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and he hadn't gotten any extra water. But then something happened on Friday morning. When Pastor Nikolai went into the barn, Maxim was up, and he looked like he had a lot of energy, and Pastor Nikolai couldn't believe it, and they went out. And that ox ran all the way to the spring and ran all the way back and ran all the way to the spring and ran all the way back with the barrels of water. And so by the end of the day, there was double amount of water barrels waiting there. And so Pastor Nikolai, he got to keep the Sabbath because he'd gotten his work done. Well, he thought, okay, now God's come through, so it's not going to be like this. But Sunday came. Maxim had one speed. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday came around again. Maxim was up early, and he was raring to go, and they ran back and forth every day. And that's the way God worked with that seventh-day ox, because the ox got to keep Sabbath too. Every week. And it was about 10 years that Pastor Nikolai was in that work camp. But every time, and by the end, the person in charge, he hadn't become a Christian, but the cook had. And they had gone down to the spring one Sabbath, he and the cook was baptized. He baptized him in the spring. But I'm so glad we serve a God that works in his own time and does it in such a way that when Pastor Nikolai left, everybody was still talking, and they knew, and that ox still kept the Sabbath. So whoever was in charge of going to get the water had to learn from the seventh-day ox to work 6 days and rest on the seventh. Okay, you may go quietly back to your seats.